Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen. Karen, take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, maybe, and helps you move forward. Life is all about contrasts. And those of us who are reaching for the light sometimes lose sight of the fact that the reason we can experience light is that it is in contrast to darkness. My guest today is healer and mystic Denise Van Vliet. She believes that in order to have a clearer connection with the divine, to awaken, we should allow ourselves to examine the dark within. She's the author of the new book, The Way of the Modern Mystic. Now, Denise has generously offered to give on-air readings to callers, and so if you would like her intuitive input on your question, this is a great time to call in. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And you can also connect with us via the instant feedback box that you'll find at transformationtalkradio.com. It's over on the right-hand side of the page. You can type in your question for Denise, and I will get it to her. Now, I'm going to bring Denise on the air in just a minute, but first, would you please zip on over to fogcitypsychic.com and just click on everything. This month's online gallery readings in a couple weeks. There's a free audio up there for you about how you can develop a daily spiritual practice. There's a blue million new guests and interviews and things posted for this show and lots more besides. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, if you feel like you want to connect with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to get more information about that, too. And now, the Reverend Denise Van Vliet is an author, speaker, healer, and mystic. Her newest book is The Way of the Modern Mystic, One Who Sees the Extraordinary in the Ordinary. Denise does healings and intuitive readings both online and in her office in Oswego, Illinois. Denise also offers trainings and workshops. You can find out more about Denise and her work at denisevanvliet.com. Denise, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm really glad you're here. I've been enjoying the book very much, and reading it makes, I think I want to start by asking you if you can share a little bit about your journey, a little bit about how you got to this place on your spiritual journey.
Well, I think with a lot of us, we're faced with our own mortality. We're faced with death. And so on my 35th birthday in 2001, I was faced with the diagnosis of cancer. And so the doctor telling me, Mrs. Van Vliet, you have cancer. You know, your whole world, everything that you ever knew and everything that you ever did didn't mean anything anymore, because in that moment you're given a 50-50 chance of, you have a 50% chance of living or a 50% chance of dying. Well, which do you focus on? And I found myself, you know, very easily going down the path of, poor me, why would God do this to me? Look at me, I have cancer, I'm young, you know, this shouldn't be happening to me. getting the sympathy from other people. That was the very easy path, it felt like, in the moment to take. But I decided to step back and look at my life at the age of 35 and take responsibility for it and start to realize all the choices that I made that led up to that moment of a diagnosis of cancer. Those were my choices. And so taking responsibility, I think, is the first step in the journey to awakening. Yes, these are all of my choices, whether I label the choices good or whether I label them as bad. They were still all my choices. And then from there, I really started to heal from the inside out. And the doctor told me that I had to, he had this whole plan all in his head, like a predetermined plan, like I wasn't even really involved in the plan. He was just telling me what was going to happen. And so he said, well, we have to schedule you for operation to inject you with radioactive dye to determine whether or not you're going to get radiation, chemo, or both. And there was this little flutter, little voice in my gut that said, oh, that doesn't sound right. So the doctor was going on vacation and said, he'll be back in 2 weeks and we'll schedule my surgery. Well, 2 weeks after that, I was supposed to take my family, my daughter, my son, and my youngest sister to Disney World. So we were going to drive to Florida and go to Orlando from Chicago. And I said, well, will I be well enough to take my family to Disney World? He goes, oh, no, cancel your vacation. And I just anger just came up and said, you tell my 7-year-old she's not going to Disney World. But it was something in me that says, I got to fight this. I got to get out of this. And so when I was able to back up from that situation, I realized I need to find a doctor that's just going to remove the tumor and let me do it my way, because I wanted to cleanse myself not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually. And so I started working on the inside from the inside out. Where was this anger coming from? In all the experiences in my life that I suppressed and that I call the dark side. And I know Jung calls it the shadows. We all have shadows within the subconscious. So I decided to just go inside and start to work on those. And over time, I started having small spiritual experiences and realizations that I didn't get from my mind, but it was more from a deep, deep inner knowing. And what happened, my husband and I went to Ireland for our 25th wedding anniversary, and it was a sacred tour of Ireland, a lot of the sacred sites within Ireland. Some of these sites are older than the pyramids. They're dated that old.
Wow.
And we went to this one place near Dublin in Kells called Locru, which is the Hill of the Witch. And there was a spiritual experience that I had there. My husband will tell you that I had a seizure, but I have no experiences of seizures before then or after that experience. But my entire life changed. It's almost like it was just an energetic cleansing. And my life has pretty much not been the same since. So I wrote my first book, and that was basically my experiences of the diagnosis of cancer and the tools that I used to start to really heal myself from the inside out. And then The Way of the Modern Mystic was a lot of my realizations in what we're calling enlightenment or awakening today. So that's pretty much, in a nutshell, what has led me up to this point is really facing my own mortality and what is real. What is mortality? What part of me is going to die? That aspect of it.
Would you say, as you're talking about facing the shadow and facing the things that you were not looking at, it is mortality part of the darkness, or is mortality? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because of the beliefs we have around death. You know, in our society and many cultures around the world, we celebrate when a child comes into the world, but we don't think about what that being had to die in order to come to its next cycle of life. And yet we mourn the end cycle. We mourn the person leaving this realm. And yet we don't celebrate everything that person had experienced all through life. And so I've learned to really celebrate death rather than fear it. And when I change that perspective, I have no fear of death. I have no fear of dying. And it's so freeing knowing that, yes, this physical body will eventually move on, but the spirit aspect of it, I know, goes on.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I don't know how much you know about me or my story, but for me, I also, it was through a pretty big physical health kind of crisis that finally shook me into shape and got me started on the path that I think I was supposed to have been walking from the time that I was a kid. I just was a little stubborn. I needed a little bit of a kick in the rear end. And for me, too, it was about I don't know if it was so much about coming to grips with mortality, but just the understanding that I didn't have forever. That it wasn't that the things I was here to do, I needed to maybe do them, and that was kind of a kickstart for me.
Absolutely,
yeah. Now we're going to take a break in just a couple minutes. I wonder, we're going to talk about this more after the break, but do you have a very quick definition, a snappy definition of what a mystic is?
Yeah, for me, I really looked at, to me, a mystic is someone who embraces the part that we can't taste, feel, see, hear, any of the five senses that we have. There is more of the mystery, and when you go inside and embrace that, you begin to really open up your intuition, part of the spirit realm. I mean, if you think of an iceberg, what we see with our eyes is just the tip of the iceberg, but within the subconscious, there's this whole realm, and a mystic dives headfirst into that realm, and what she does is she'll go into that realm and bring back information into the physical and put words to it and learn how to use the energy in this three-dimensional reality that we're here, touch, feel, taste, hear, see, reality. And a lot of the mystics throughout time have used magic, but really the magic is knowing how to use the energy and transforming energy. And I talk about that in the book, like, what is compassion? And for a lot of us, we don't know how to express compassion because we don't understand what unconditional love is. Most of us are taught conditional love. So what a mystic will do is go into the spirit realm and maybe talk with some of the masters and teachers or guides or the different realms within what we cannot see in this three-dimensional reality and bring that information back.
This is good. This is good stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Denise Van Vliet, and her new book is The Way of the Modern Mystic. We'll be back right after this.
Your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You're not lost in a dream. You're right here with me and with my guest, Denise Van Vliet. Her new book is The Way of the Modern Mystic, One Who Sees the Extraordinary in the Ordinary. You can find out more about Denise. You can take a look at the book. You can buy that book at denisevanvliet.com. The book is on Amazon. The book, it's everywhere. Go get it now, would you please? Denise, welcome back. We were talking...
Yeah.
We were talking before the break about what a mystic is, and you were saying that a mystic is someone who embraces those things that we can't feel or see or hear or touch or taste, and is willing to kind of dive into that realm, the realm of the unseen, and bring back information to help the rest of us. In your book, you have a wonderful metaphor about our life, or seeing our existence as this kind of elaborate theatrical production. And you use that metaphor as a way to start to teach people about awakening, about seeing what we usually don't see. Are you comfortable sharing that metaphor on the air?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's William Shakespeare, and if I could read the quote, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his act being seven ages." So even William Shakespeare recognized that we come into this world, our entrance, and we leave this world, our exits. And when you get closer to spirit and become awakened and challenge your belief system, when you challenge your belief system, you really start to see more and more. And you start to see, at age 35, with the diagnosis of cancer, that was a possible exit for me. And when we look at this reality that we see in front of us as a stage, and we are a player of this part, and we get to choose the characters, and we have many characters. And in the book, there's a chapter about who am I? Well, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a sign language interpreter, I'm a massage therapist, I'm a reverend. You know, I have all of these labels or all of these characters, and I can put on the character at any time. And so when you start to go through the awakening process, you start to really feel the shifts within you that you can actually feel you're putting on the mask or the persona, if you will, and you can easily put it on and then take it back off again. So when we see this, all the world's a stage, and we're playing many parts, the emphasis on the word playing, so many of us take our lives very seriously. They're very serious in the role that they play in this reality. And as we play our parts, there's so much that we can learn from it that we can take with us when we leave this realm. And so if you look at it from that perspective and maybe even take yourself out of the theater and kind of look at it as an observer and seeing everybody play their parts so well and so seriously, it's Academy Award kind of character. You know those people that I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
They're very firm in their beliefs and they're very firm in their persona or their character. That's who they are. They cannot take off that mask. But once you become aware of what's happening, you easily take on and off those masks. In this moment, I'm a guest on a show host. I have this mask on and I'm playing this part. And when we start to awaken and really connect with spirit, you have a lot more fun with it. And then when you do come into a situation where somebody is playing their role very seriously, you respond differently. You don't get so drawn into what that person is characterizing. You become more of an observer of how the body is responding, if that made any sense at all.
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. When you are aware of what runs beneath all the masks, you don't take the surface so seriously.
Exactly. You're playing a part. You're a character in it. And then you start to see a lot of the old traditions will talk about Grandmother Spider and her web and how each of us is a strand of that web. And as we connect with other people in this realm, we start to build that web. So as you start to see how you affect other people and the connections that you make, and you can literally see the string, or the string theory, if you will, that we make our connections with, and you start to really feel and see that. I'm not sure if that made any sense at all.
Oh, you're making absolute sense. You're going to have to try harder to be incoherent because everything you're saying is making sense. And you know what that made me think of as you were saying that? You were talking about receiving that diagnosis of cancer and then taking responsibility for the choices you'd made in your life, for the actions that you'd taken in your life. And as we sit in that web of connection, right, as we look at when we get to a place where we're starting to become aware and we look at what connections have I made, whether that's actual relationships or through beliefs, and how, here are the connections I have, what of these are real and what of these are illusion, what of these are based on what's behind the mask, and what of these are based on surface things, the illusion.
I totally get where you're coming from, and from what I see, all of the connections that I make in this web are all mirrors of myself.
Oh, wow. I can see how that would be great and empowering, but also how if you looked and saw a connection that you weren't so proud of or not so happy with, or one that wasn't serving you or one that got you in trouble, it's scary to look at that connection as a mirror of yourself.
And there's a gem. There's a gem right there to start working on your dark side. Anytime I met somebody that irritated me, made my skin crawl, or made me say, I hate that about that person, I would go, whoa, that's a mirror. This person is showing me something about myself. And I would take that and break it apart. What is it about that person that irks me? And it could just be the way they express themselves. It could be a personality trait. It could be, you know, just the fact that they lied, and I felt that, and I can't stand liars. So I would go inside, let's say it's a liar, somebody who I knew was lying, and I hated liars, and I hated lying, and that kind of thing. So I would go inside and find the liar within, because I know I've lied. I have that liar within me. And I would love her and bring her into the light. And so once I brought that dark part of myself into the light and embraced that part of myself, the person that I met that showed me that mirror is no longer an irritant to me. I can now show compassion to that person.
Wow. And it does take courage to look at that dark side. It's a lot easier to go around going, liar, big, or as we'd say in my house, you know, you, you know, you stupid head. I'm not going to be with you. I'm not going to play with you. I don't want anything to do. It takes a lot more courage to be willing to go within and find your inner, you know, stupid head.
Exactly. And those are gems. When we find a stupid head outside, that's a gem. That's something that we can really profoundly affect ourselves from the inside out. And once that shadow, that part of yourself, has light shown on it, now you have more of your subconscious coming in and communicating with you.
Mm. Do you think that as you begin to embrace the darker parts of yourself, do you think that that's a process that leads to finding more and more and more? Do you ever get to the bottom? Do you ever get to the place where you go, well, darkness all gone, I'm good to go?
Absolutely not. No. The work here is never done until we're done. So I just got back from Malaysia for 3 weeks, and I was with a group of, there was 8 of us in the group, and it was a fabulous group. But there was one person on the group that I really had to do a lot of internal work with, and this person complained the whole 3 weeks about everything, and I cannot stand complainers. I mean, we're in Malaysia, which is near the equator. It's near China. It's not far from Australia. It's hot, and it's humid, so we're all kind of in the same boat, and all of us are just dealing with the situation, except we have that one person complaining. And so I really had to do a lot of internal work. And at the very end of the trip, he shook my hand and said, I'm sorry, I was a jerk throughout the trip. And I basically said to him, I hope you find peace within yourself and stop complaining and learn to see the beauty that's right in front of you. And that, I knew I was speaking to myself, because I complain, you know. Something's not going right, you complain, but then as soon as I catch myself and I am aware that I just blurted out of my mouth a complaint, that right there, awareness of what you just did, what I just did, then I remind myself that what is this showing me? What is this situation showing me? Is it showing me patience? Is it showing me just be in the moment and stop fighting with what is? Because the situation is what it is. I'm the one fighting it. So I don't know that we're ever done, because there's always a new challenge, because with awareness and enlightenment comes expansion and expansion and expansion. So there's always more room to expand. Mm. And when we catch ourselves going backwards, there's contraction, and you can really feel it within your energy field. That's why I'm able to catch myself, because I feel that contracting, that resistance within the body. I feel it, especially right around the solar plexus. I'll feel like this constricting around my waist. It's like, whoa, what was that? So I'm now able to recognize it, whereas most people don't. And I can see it in other people, how they resist. They're a walking resistor. They're so tight and constricted and contracted that there's no way for them to expand until they let go of that.
And that so. little contraction you're feeling right now is because we're about to go to the break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Waiting for the break of day. Sakay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart, as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is the Reverend Denise Van Vliet. Her newest book is called The Way of the Modern Mystic, One Who Sees the Extraordinary in the Ordinary. You can find out more about Denise, find out more about the book at denisevanvliet.com. And that's DeniseVanVliet.com. DeniseVanVliet.com. Denise, before the break, we were talking about how once you become aware of your patterns, once you become aware of the kind of the darkness and you're making changes in your life, you have that responsibility to sort of correct yourself when you feel yourself coming out of alignment. And we were talking about how that work doesn't stop, the work doesn't end. I'm wondering, once we have awareness, I'm fond of saying that once you see, you can't unsee. Once we have that awareness, what kind of responsibility do we have for ourselves and then to the other people that we meet along the path?
I think that's why I wrote the book, to share my experiences. I think sharing experiences and realizations is really important. And in the work I do, I just trust that the people that are supposed to come see me or the people that I'm supposed to meet, it's no accident. It's synchronicity. And so I will ask the person, you know, where are you on your journey? Is there anything that I can do for you? And sharing that and pointing things out. One thing that I do personally, as a licensed massage therapist, I'm also a cranial sacral therapist. And cranial sacral is working with the bones and the soft tissue of the spine and the brain, and everything that connects to the nervous system and the spinal fluid. And so when we start to make shifts within our spiritual self, sometimes those shifts can take a little while to happen on the physical plane, in the body. And so I work using cranial sacral therapy to kind of help those shifts along. And a lot of times old injuries will come up during a cranial sacral therapy session, and emotions, that old emotions that are kind of stuck in the body. And what I do is I work with people. I specialize in working with women that have experienced sexual assault or domestic violence, and I also specialize in working with people with mental illness such as bipolar disorder. And so bringing that in alignment, to me, that's my gift, I guess. I like to call it more of a gift than a responsibility. It's my gift to share that with those that are looking and seeking for it.
When you are exploring someone's energy and you see that incident of abuse or trauma or assault, is that something that can be removed or healed, or is it just brought into awareness, or how do you deal with that? What is healing like for something like that?
For something like that, I'll find what we call energy cysts in the body. So I will bring the person's attention to where this is in the body and kind of get them out of their head. Most people are so in their head, they're energetically disconnected from the rest of the body. So I'll get them into their body, and let's say there's an energy cyst on the liver area. I'll get them in, and I'll be holding the energy cyst with my hands, top and bottom, and I'll say, bring your attention to where my hands are, and then they'll feel this energy emotional cyst, and I'll get them to connect with it. The first thing they want to do is suppress it again, because as soon as you connect with it, it starts to come up. You know, it's like a beach ball coming up out of water. The first thing you want to do is push it back down under the water.
Right.
So this beach ball, let's just be with this beach ball for a moment. And then I'll ask them, what color is this? And they'll tell me whatever color that comes to mind. What emotion would you attached with this? And they'll tell me whatever emotion. I'll just let them be with it. For some, I'll ask them to bring in their angels or guides if they choose to help with the work. But I'll ask them to expand this energy cyst, to make it bigger than their body. And then I'll ask them to either have their angel or a guide or whatever pop it. And that's the release. And sometimes the release can cause shaking in the body. Sometimes it can cause crying. Sometimes it can cause a whole slew of memories to come back. I've had women who have had memories come back when they were 3 years old of traumatic situations. So this is where the release happens, and that's when healing starts. When you're aware of that release, and now you can forgive yourself for holding on to that in your body and making your body hold on to it.
Wow. And in your role as the healer, as the mystic who's facilitating this release, you have to be extra sure that you're in alignment, that you are focused, that you are creating a safe space for this person to heal.
Absolutely. And in my office, that's the first thing I do is working with the energy of my office and with my intention to have that be a safe place for them to be able to release and feel safe, because a woman will not let go unless she feels safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As someone, I think of you as a modern mystic. Can I say that about you? You're a modern mystic.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, as as a modern mystic who is now working with other people to help bring them to awareness, does that make them mystics too? Does starting that healing process make you a mystic?
I would have to say yes. I think everybody's a mystic only because each person is connected to spirit. And when you make that connection to spirit, if you choose to go down this path as a mystic, a healer can only be a healer unless she's healed. So anyone who has healed themselves is now a healer. And as a healer and a mystic and using the energy and that which we cannot see, all we're doing is guiding the person that we're so-called healing, just guiding them for their own body to heal. Because the body heals itself. Nobody can heal you. So as a mystic, we're just kind of taking the body in a direction to heal itself. So, yes, I absolutely agree. Anybody can be a mystic. Everybody is a mystic. Just like the Buddha says, everybody's a Buddha. But we kind of have to get out of our own way to allow that energy to flow through us.
Right. And as you begin to awaken, everybody uses their gifts in different ways, right? So you may use your gift as an intuitive, may use your gift as a healer. What are some other ways that modern mystics use their gifts to help bring awareness to others?
One of the things I also do is I work with nature spirits, and working with the realm of nature. There's a lot of science in nature that we can learn from and have nature help us with whatever it is that we have set as an intention. So just anything that we intend, we can bring in the nature spirits to kind of help us. So that's another avenue that you can look down to create with nature. That's true co-creation when you're with the mother and you use the energy of everything, the universe, and connection with the mother earth, nature, mother nature, and our own intention. And not so much for my own desire, but for sometimes the desire of mother nature. What does she want? Going along that realm. I don't know if that made any sense, but there are so many avenues a mystic can take because the mystery is huge. Like you said, it's that part of the iceberg that we can't see. It's so vast and so huge. Any turn you make going inside, just let it lead you. It will lead you to where your gift is, where those gems are. And that you can take, and that's your gift to bring to this physical realm. That's what you bring here. And when you find joy and peace within yourself doing it, then you know that's the right path.
Mm. And finding those gifts, reconnecting with those gifts, means being willing to embrace maybe the parts of you that have kept you separate from the gifts in the first place.
And
at least it was for me.
Exactly. And those parts of you, there's just the veil of fear. That's all it is. If you can get past that veil of fear, they're like diamonds and gems.
Mm. Wonderful. This is great stuff. My guest is Denise Van Vliet, and you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Denise's new book is The Way of the Modern Mystic. We'll be right back with Denise after this.
Networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transform your life.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is the Reverend Denise Van Vliet, and her new book is The Way of the Modern Mystic, One Who Sees the Extraordinary in the Ordinary. Denise does healings and intuitive readings both online and also in her office in Oswego, Illinois. You can find out more about Denise and her work at denisevanvliet.com. And Denise, right before we went to break, we were talking about staying aligned, about staying connected. And it made me wonder what it means when you talk about seeing the extraordinary in the ordinary. That sounds like a kind of connection that would be exhausting or overwhelming.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. In my book, I do quote quite a bit from the Bible, and Jesus talked about seeing as if through the eyes of a child. And so just seeing everything, you know, when we're in our environment day in and day out, sometimes there's things we just don't see anymore. I had an experience, we had moved down to Florida from Chicago, and when I first moved down to Florida, I was seeing dolphins, I was seeing all kinds of nature and just beautiful things when I first moved down there. Well, we had lived there for 4 years, and I just didn't see those things anymore. They were still there, but because I had been in my environment for so long, I wasn't seeing them anymore. So keeping ourselves aware and seeing things as if seeing them for the first time, or as if seeing them through the eyes of a child. You know, you see the same tree every day. That tree has a message for you every single day. You know, take a look, a real hard look at it and really see it, and especially things in nature. And so that's what I mean by seeing the extraordinary and the ordinary. That's a tree is a sentient being. You know, thank you, tree, for what you give us, the oxygen that we breathe every day. And to me, it's not exhausting. It's freeing, actually, because it reminds me that I'm in this body. I'm here. I'm right now. I'm in this moment.
How can we filter out, though, I mean, if everything's extraordinary, if there's a message in everything, how do we discern what to pay attention to? Maybe that's where I'm coming up with the exhausting part. How do we discern what to pay attention to, where the message is, what's especially important for us in the moment?
That's where you're expanding your energy, seeing everything within your energy. Most of us have our energy field within a few inches off of our body. And so imagine yourself as your energy field opening up as big as the room that you're in, maybe as big as the house that you're in, maybe as big as the neighborhood. And so when you expand that, I'm not only talking about seeing with our eyes, seeing with all of our senses as if for the first time. And so being open and expansive rather than being closed and contracted.
Mm-hmm. And to do
to
that...
To me, being closed and contracted takes more energy. When I'm open and expansive and just allowing whatever is happening within my space to happen and seeing it and feeling it and being aware of it is that seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. What would you say to somebody who was needing help or wanting help connecting in the present moment, someone who really wanted to bring their attention to, I am here right now and here's that tree? How can we bring ourselves into the present moment and really be awake in that moment?
I would ask them to take off their shoes, walk up to the tree barefooted, and connect with the ground, get out of their head, and bring their awareness into their feet. That's going to instantly bring them into the present moment. And then they'll start to realize that everything that they've been worrying about in their head doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, whatever's happened in the past, you can't change. Whatever you're worried about happening in the future, you have absolutely no control over. Just feel your feet on the ground, connected to the earth, and that's going to bring them right into the present moment. And if it's cold outside, we're just going to do it inside and imagine that we're right next to a tree. Mm-hmm. Intention is a lot right there.
And that, I love that example of the messages from your physical body bringing you to a deeper awareness. What commitment or kind of responsibility do we have, can we make to our physical body as we walk that path to the light, as we embrace the darkness and expand our awareness?
You know, we have a lot of choices in this physical realm. We have choices to consume food that is low vibrational or dead, if you will, and we have other choices to consume, to feed our bodies with high vibrational foods. And so I never tell somebody you should do this or you should do that, but think about what you're feeding your physical body in order to give it energy. Are you feeding it low vibrational or dead food, or are you feeding it live, high vibrational food? To raise our physical vibration, we have to consume higher vibrational energy. And so that is live food. So whenever possible, consume live food, and it's always a choice. I know there's some out there that say, you know, well, if I keep raise my vibration, I can eat a Twinkie and it won't affect me. Okay, you can think that, but the Twinkie is low vibrational food, and it's going to, when you bring it into your body, it's going to pull your vibration down. So I've seen so many people that will eat healthy and then all of a sudden have something that is highly processed and a lot of sugar in it, and I can literally see their body drain of energy after eating that food. So, you know, you can believe what you want, but it's not what your mind wants, it's what your body wants. And so as we start to listen to what the body wants, then you start to realize it's the high vibrational food that's going to lift me up.
Denise, thank you so much for sharing this time. We're nowhere near done, and yet the show's done. So thank you so much for being here today. Many blessings to you. My guest today was the Reverend Denise Van Vliet. Her new book is The Way of the Modern Mystic, and you can find out more about Denise and her work at denisevanvliet.com. Would you please also visit fogcitypsychic.com? Go ahead and click on everything. There's a ton of radio goodness coming up next week, including a special interview on Monday with British intuitive and psychic channel Mark Vincent. You don't want to miss that. You have not yet heard his personal story, I'll bet you, and it's something you don't want to miss. Get details at fogcitypsychic.com. Next week on this show, on the mighty WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio, my guest will be artist and energy facilitator Joanne Macko. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.